May Bumps.
Cam FM.
So at the head of the division, we have Downing W1, who have rode over for the past 2 days. Behind them, we have Emma W1, who have rode over yesterday, but are looking still to bump up to headship. Behind them, they have Keys W1, who are looking to bump Emma W1 after missing out on the first day. After that, there's Claire W1, who are so far on for spoons, and Jesus W1, who are looking to bump them today after Claire W1 bumped them last year on their way to headship. Then we have first and third W1, who are chasing Jesus W1 today and failed to bump Jesus yesterday. Then there is Newnham W1, Lady Margaret W1, Christ W1, Queens W1, and Pembroke W1. Pembroke W1 being on for spoons, chasing the Girton W1 on for blades. May well be an early bump there. After then, it is Peterhouse W1, then St. Catherine's W1, Churchill W1, Selwyn W1, Trinity Hall W1, also on for spoons, and Murray Edwards W1, as the start cannon goes off and the crews race down towards me. Downing W1 looking very sharp, rating very high off the start, taking a lot of strokes very quickly. Behind them, Emma W1 trying to put as much distance into them as possible, but Downing W1 looking very comfortable off the start there. Just about holding Emma W1 off so far, I'd say. Emma coming very close to the bank as they row past me, their blades almost clipping the grass. I could almost reach out and touch them as they're coming past now. Keys W1, a little way off Emma W1 now, perhaps not quite looking as strong, with Claire W1 looking to try and bump them back and avoid their spoons. Claire W1 perhaps not looking quite as strong, just struggling a little bit as Jesus W1 right behind them, looking very good, hoping to put some distance into Claire W1. Can you see anything at grassy yet?
Yes, I can. Downing W1 and Emma, it's going to be tight. It's about on station. Emma, if anything, have gained on Downing. Now, Downing W1, they've been a crew we've been following several years, and I've always described them as terrifying to watch. Perfectly in time, really powerful. But this could be the year that Emma gives them a run for their money. Behind them, Keys, several boat lengths off. That's not going to happen. The Downing are doing extraordinarily well. And I think Keys and Claire fairly evenly spaced out. Jesus, I can see rounding the corner. Let's go back to Rob to see what's going on back at first post.
So, I could just see Lady Margaret W1 chasing Newnham W1 now. It's really close. Lady Margaret W1 already taking a length out of them. It looks like there may well be a bump coming into grassy. Keep your eyes peeled for that one. After that, I think I've just seen a bump happen between Girton W1 and Pembroke W1 very early, as predicted. Can you see Lady Margaret W1 and Newnham W1 coming round?
I can indeed, and that bump is imminent. There is overlap, and the concession will be soon. But more excitingly, Emma have really pulled out all the stops, and it was down to about half a length as they rounded grassy corner. The concession is imminent, as I say, overlap between Lady Margaret and Newnham. Long, long gap between Lady Margaret and Christ W1, who are way, way back. Creedence facing them, of course. That's going to be another interesting battle. But I'd just like to throw up to Beth on Ditton Corner, because she should be able to see that battle between Downing and Emma approaching her.
I can't quite see it yet, but I can hear the crowd getting louder and louder, so it's definitely coming around the corner. All I can see right now is some little ducklings and their mum frantically trying to get out of the way. But as I say that, I can see the magenta blades of Downing glinting in the sunlight as they come around the corner. Very quickly back to Ben, I'll update you when I can see more.
Yeah, just to let you know, there is now overlap between Lady Margaret and you. That bump will happen. I really mark my words. Christ and Queen, that's down to about half a boat length. And then a very long gap. The next one I can see is the house. So let's go back to the house.
So Murray Edwards in their boat named Octopussy have just bumped Trinity Hall W1. And I am now standing next to Girton W1, who have just won blades and seem delighted.
Fantastic. Well, let's see if we can hear from them shortly. Right. So see if you can get an interview with them. Let's go up to Beth now. Beth.
So back on Dithan, I've just seen Jesus come past, Jesus 71. Downing were gaining, pulling a bit of ground back from Emma. Keys were nowhere to be seen behind them. Keys was starting to look quite threatened by Claire, actually. But Jesus, two boat lengths ahead of first and third W1 as they go around. Bolwena on long reach, can you see anyone through yet? Actually, no. Stay with me. It looks like there's about to be a bump by Lady Margaret up on Needham. They've got overlap. The foul ball is past the cops. It's just a matter of when they can feed this or whether there's actually going to be contact. They've still got overlap. They're really pushing. I don't know if Needham are going to get away. So that's Lady Margaret up on Needham. I will keep watching to see if there is a bump here. But Morwenna, what can you see up on long reach?
Hello, I have Downing coming towards me. Obviously, they've had the headship last year, and they lost the length headships the first and third. They are being chased by a length and a half by Emmanuel W1. But Emmanuel are actually fighting off a very, very vicious Keys W1. And you can hear the Downing tribe absolutely screaming for W1. Ian Watson just cycled past me. Their coach cheering on Downing W1, who have just pulled away spectacularly, and there is now a regatta race between Keys W1 pushing to overtake Emmanuel, and it looks as if it could happen in the next couple of strokes. Pushing, we're now just waiting for the concession, and they are level. They are level. They are both pushing into the back. It is a concession. Keys W1 above Emmanuel W1, and I have Claire W1 now coming along the river, looking very nice. Very even stroke. They obviously have Claire Watkins of the Blue Boat sitting in the five seats, and they are followed by Jesus. I'd say it's probably about three lengths in between them. Jesus W1, obviously not looking quite so strong, not quite looking tired. I think they've still got a bit of push left. But right now, back to you, Beth, to what's going on with you. Okay, I have just had Churchill W1 and Selwyn W1 come around the corner. Both took quite interesting lines coming round Ditton, and I imagine that Selwyn might just about have it in them as they go onto the long run. But that's the last boat I can see. So both were winner for now, but then back to Ben to see.
Hello,
I first of all, well, on long reach, what's happening? Oh, sorry for interrupting you there. Okay, first of all, Queens W1 have bumped Christ W1, both crews pulling into the bank. But I have just seen one of the Macklin family, obviously father of Lucy Macklin of the John's crew, running down the river, chasing as LMBC W1 chased Newnham W1. It looks as if the bump could be happening any minute now. LMBC W1 looking as if they're starting to tire. No doubt Lucy really, really appreciates having her father running alongside, really, really screaming his support. I still no bump. Looks as if it's down to about a canvas. But I now have Peterhouse W1. They're leading St. Catherine's W1 by two lengths. Kate Ashley of the Blue Boat stroking the crew forwards, looking very, very strong. Catching them today.
There hasn't, Morwenna. All the crews going past. The last one I saw was though in W1. Just to emphasise, Gertner going past me now. Their flag is out. They've got their blade. Very, very well done, Gertner W1. So I think we should just throw to Beth to see if there was anything she saw before we go back to you, Morwenna.
Okay, there hasn't really been much happening. I saw Selwyn and around the corner, so up to Morwenna. Hello, I have Christ W1 opposite me, about to row home, followed by Queen W1. No
results. Ben, what do you think?
Okay, so what it looks like then, Downing W1 retain their headship. Congratulations, ladies. They row over. Emma W1 looked to be doing so. Claire W1, Jesus W1, first and third W1. We think all of those rowed over, but we will confirm that for you. Needham W1 bumped by LMBC. Christ bumped by Queens. Pembroke bumped by Girton. We think Pete Townsend and Churchill and Selwyn all rowed over. And Trinity Hall bumped by 3-8. So now, back to you in the studio.
Thanks very much, Ben. Obviously, you know, it wouldn't be complete without me asking you to go and find someone who can beat a 9 out of 10 on the volume meter. Are
a
you,
9 out of 10.
A 9 out of 10, that's the goal.
Well, I did have a vegetarian next to me, but they've wandered off, annoyingly. However, there are two Claire people literally just asked, shall we get an interview? So I'm just going to pursue them. I'm literally chasing them down the towpath. Don't worry, I won't actually. Unless you want to. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Becky.
Becky, lovely to meet you. Is that the end of the interview?
Yeah, that's the end of the interview.
Great interview.
Yeah, keep it. Awesome. They're the best.
They're the best and awesome. Lovely, lovely great message there. You rode over. Congratulations. Didn't get the bump. It's funny that Jesus didn't get the bump. Controversial claim there from Claire. I'm just wandering down the towpath to see if there's any college that hasn't taken part in our competition.
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
Morwenna is on the phone to confirm the results from the W1. Morwenna, over to you.
Yes, I've got the results for W1 and I'm next to a very, very happy Downing crew because Downing have rowed over again and they have maintained the headship. They haven't maintained it. Claire had it at the start of the week, sorry, but they've got it back. And then for the rest of the division, Keys W1 have bumped Emmanuel W1, Claire W1 have rowed over, Jesus W1 have rowed over, First and Third W1 have rowed over, Newnham W1 have rowed over, Lady Margaret W1 have rowed over, Queens W1 have bumped Christ W1, Girton W1 have bumped Pembroke W1. And then it looks like it's been row over. Yes, it has been row overs for Peterhouse W1, St. Catherine's W1, Churchill W1, and Selwyn W1. But we've got a fantastic result for Murray Edwards W1, who have finally secured their place back in the W1 division by bumping Trinity.
Great, thank you, Morwenna, and congratulations to your Murray Edwards crew.
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.